You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview.
Hey, my guest called in a little bit early, so we're going to get her on right now. How about that? Felissa Rose from Sleepaway Camp on the line right now. How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm feeling pretty good here. I'm having a good show. I am.
Good. I know you spoke to my my girlfriend, Ms. Shepis, who I absolutely adore.
Yeah, I did. Yep, and I didn't hear her referred to as your girlfriend, though, but that's kind of hot.
Yeah. You know, if there's anyone I choose, it would definitely be Ms. Tiffany to be my check, my trip on my side. I love that girl a lot.
She had nothing but nice things to say about you.
That's sweet. I'm sure that's bullshit, but that's good.
Awesome.
I know Ms. Tiffany.
All right. Well, she actually has a question for you, and I'm going to go ahead and start with that question. It's real.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know what this means. It goes, talk about your second favorite topic. Whatever that means.
My second favorite topic.
The second favorite thing you like to talk about is...
I don't know. Like, I know that she's probably talking about Sleepaway Camp because she makes a lot of fun. Like, hi, I'm Felissa Rose, and I did that movie 1,000 years ago. You know, I'm the chick with the dick. She must be talking about Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
My third favorite topic is my family, so she must be talking about good old Sleepaway Camp.
That was actually my guess. You know, I actually, this is exactly what I said to her. She goes, ask her about her second favorite topic, of the thing she likes to talk about. I said, oh, I hope she's not going to want to talk about being 13 years old and finding out her character has a penis.
Yeah, so, that would be it. Absolutely. We won. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. She's hilarious when we talk about horror movies. But, you know, it's just, that's the one that stuck, that it resonated with people. I don't know, that ending, it had something, a little extra, something special. And, you know, I feel like some other movies that I made, like Dante Tomaselli's Satan's Playground and, you know, Dead and Gone and Dead Serious, there were some others in there that were so fun and so cool to make, Silent Night, Zombie Night. But that one is the one that everybody remembers, so... I feel very fortunate for that, but I have done a couple of other films other than Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, I do have a nice list here. I've got a full page printed out here of stuff that you've been in. But like you said, Sleepaway Camp is far and away the most impressionable one, the one that's burned into everybody's brain. And it's that ending, man. That ending just shocked everybody, and our jaws all just dropped to the floor.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you wouldn't imagine this soft, well, actually quiet, completely, you know, non-speaking little girl to suddenly appear naked with a, you know, a dick at the end of the movie. I guess that was quite a shock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even for me, that was probably the first penis I saw.
Wow. So the first time you had to see, and obviously now
I'm not impressed, you know, it's just not an impressive, penis.
Oh. 13 years old, first penis I saw.
He's in hiding. He's probably still hiding.
Wow. So he definitely wouldn't want to call in and talk to you, man, if you're saying that he's not so well endowed.
I always say he's the real star of the movie, but nobody's spoken to him in 30 years.
Wow. It's got to be pretty bad, though, to have a 13-year-old that's seen the first penis and even then go, not impressed.
Exactly. So I imagine that we'd all be in hiding if we were him, right? I know he got, like, completely wasted on Jack Daniels and just stood there and sobbed for a little bit and probably, you know, has never spoken about the movie again.
Wow.
So it wasn't a fun experience for him. But for the rest of us, it was an actual pleasure. And it was like being at real camp, and we had, you know, an incredible time being away and filming that movie. It was really cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seemed like, did you guys actually stay there in that area, in the campgrounds areas, or did you guys...
we stayed at, like, some real nasty motel that had, like, you know, a little strip mall with, like, a movie theater, a bowling alley, and a laundromat, and we had the best time. You know, it was just, like, the cast became family, and the crew, you know, like a film set usually you know, that usually happens. And then we've stayed in touch, many of us, for all of these years. So it was really like going to camp and having that experience of being away and hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've made a couple independent films, and it's a lot of fun doing those. But I can imagine something on a larger scale like this, where everybody is staying in the same area together, and you know, you eat with the people, you talk with the people that you're working with continuously. So I imagine it's a family kind of experience.
It is. It's a real family environment. You know, it's not like people always say, "Oh, is it scary to make these movies?" And it's like, no, it's nothing. What you see, you know, the final product that you see on the screen is never like what you're actually filming. I mean, you're laughing and joking and having a great time with each other. You're not thinking about, you know, massively destroying someone's insides and killing them to death. You know, it's like you're just having a fun time, and making a horror movie is always a great, it's always a really good experience because the people are incredibly passionate about what they're doing, and it's always a great time.
Now, were you heavily into horror films as far as a fan, like watching horror films before you did the movie?
Not at 13, not when I was a kid, not during Sleepaway Camp. But as I got older, I you know, started watching them and got really into them. And then when I met my husband, that was definitely a turning point because he's probably seen every horror movie ever made. So I, you know, saw movies that were really obscure and some that I just hadn't seen in years, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, and remembered how much I loved it. Just the acting and the stories and, you know, how it keeps you on your toes and it's crazy thrilling. So, yeah, then I became a huge fan, and now that's just a hobby of ours. Like, we would go to conventions and, you know, see movies or visit sets if we had friends making movies all the time. So it was, it's been really fun being involved in this. The whole genre is like one big family, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Tiffany was saying the same exact thing. You know, you go to these conventions and you run into the same characters that you've been talking with for years and years and been in a movie here or a movie here or there with them. Tell me a little bit about the conventions. I mean, how fun is that? You know, I mean, going to do these Comic-Cons and horror film conventions.
You know, it's almost like going away to make a mini movie because you're away for the weekend. You're, you know, kind of out of your just day-to-day life. And you just kind of hanging out, like she said, with I'd be with Tiffany or Debbie Rashan or, you know, Kane Hodder. I mean, it's a lot of the same people hanging out and just having, you know, a really great weekend together. And most of the time, I mean, you meet new people who you hang out with, and then kind of like from convention to convention, you meet up and everyone becomes, you know, this one big group that kind of meets, you know, far and away from home. So it's really nice. It's a great experience. I mean, you know, if you haven't gone to a convention, you definitely have to experience it because it's like just one weekend of hanging out with cool people, partying, and having a really exciting time.
Yeah, I go to the Motor City Nightmares here. It's a Detroit one. I go to every single year.
Tiffany's, that's cool.
Yeah, she said she was at last year's, but she didn't make it this year. So she said she's going to make it next year, so I'm going to go up there and meet it with her. But yeah, they're a lot of fun. I mean, they really are a lot of fun. And most of the celebrities are very approachable, and they're there. They really want to talk to, you know, the fans. And it's nice to see, you know, the celebrities knowing why they're celebrities.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. It's so nice to meet, like, people who you're a fan of for so many years and to see that they're not a dick and they're actually really warm and welcoming, or they're not like their character, you know, like Kane Hodder, who plays, you know, this incredible villain. It's like, oh, my God, he's a teddy bear. Or Vernon Wells, or, you know, Sean Whalen. I mean, there's so many, you know, character actors out there, and they're just incredibly sweet and fun and really nice to chat with and hear about how they got started and what they're a fan of. It's definitely, it's fun. Get to one if you haven't.
Oh, I'd definitely go into those, yeah.
We're
hoping to, not this weekend, but next weekend, there's another Comic-Con that's in town, and there's going to be a bunch of people there, of course, and Tappy Trey, me and a friend of mine, we're going to try to go and broadcast live from there as well.
Oh, that's so great. That's really fun.
Yeah, I thought that'd be kind of neat, you know, get him to come on over, talk for 5 minutes, and then you go back to your table.
Yeah, definitely. That's part of the fun.
Like I said, I got a nice list here of movies, and I'm a huge, enormous zombie fan. I like anything and all things zombie. I don't care if it's a $5 movie or a $5 million
movie. That's really cool. I'm actually acting in a new zombie film this September that stars Dee Wallace and Billy Zane.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm really excited. It's called Elephant's Graveyard, and I'm just, like, over the moon. It's directed by my really close friend Harrison Smith. We just did Dead TV that will be coming out soon. That's with Eric Roberts and Danielle Harris. We did that in the fall. And I did a really, really fun one, speaking of Vernon Wells, called Silent Night Zombie Night that I mentioned, that was directed by my friend Sean Kane. And that was a really cool one. It had like a little twist with a love story. So it actually had like, you know, it veered off into a fun direction. And Lou Temple is in it. It has a really nice cast.
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, I have to collect all zombie movies, and I actually do not have.
Oh, then you have to see that one.
Yeah, I don't have a copy of Silent Night, Zombie Night. I don't have. I feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed for not having it.
No. It's fairly recent, so definitely get your hands on that one. It's a lot of fun.
All right, cool. And obviously, my name is Alien Stone, and my other show is Inside the Mothership. So when I look at your list here in 2012, you have a movie called Aliens versus A-Holes.
I know. That sort of appeared on my IMDb list. I think it's with my really good friend Ford Austin. But I haven't spoken to him much about it, so I don't know if he's in the process, if he's in development, or, you know, what he's doing with it. But I hope to be a part of it, you know. Anything with that title sounds like it's going to be quite interesting.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be in this movie. I wanna,
yeah, right?
Just walk around the background. I don't care. I don't have any lines. What makes it even more of a funny title is if it was called Aliens versus Assholes, that wouldn't be as funny. But because it's actually called Aliens versus A-Holes, that is hilarious to me.
I know. That is really funny.
That is.
That'll be a fun shoot.
Let's talk about some of the things that you have in post-production or that you're currently filming. Well, this could be old paperwork that I have in front of me, of course, but I've got two things that you're filming in and two things in pre-production. Is any of this correct? We have movies, Dead TV. You have something called Dead.TV?
Yeah, Dead TV, which is also directed and produced and written by my friend Harrison Smith. And I had the opportunity to work with the incredible Eric Roberts, and Danielle Harris is in it as well. Unfortunately, I didn't have scenes with her, but I got to hang out with her at the hotel, and we had a really great time. She's one of the coolest chicks in horror, as everybody knows, and she's a phenomenal actress. So that just they just finished up on that, adding all the last-minute details and whatnot, and so now distributors are looking at it, and hopefully that'll be out in the next, you know, few months. So I'm really proud of that film. It's a really cool slasher with a tight story and a great twist and great acting. The cast was incredible. So I'm very proud of that movie. I really am.
Awesome. Now, you were telling me, too, that you had some plans tonight, that you had to be out here by the bottom of the hour, you said?
Yes, I am. I'm running with my family. We're kind of like, you know, it's Mother's Day week, so we're all over the place. I have family in town, and... Yeah, I'm so glad that I got a chance to talk to you. This has been really nice. Thank you so much, and I'm always like, I so appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about all of this.
Well, I appreciate your time.
I'll keep you posted on Elephant's Graveyard, since you love zombie movies.
Oh, I love zombie movies.
Oh, I'll definitely, I'll drop you a line when we're filming.
I'll send you my email address, too, because I have two zombie movies that I wrote, directed, and produced, and they're actually on my website for the trailers. You can check those out, too. Just to
get a kick out of them.
I'll send you over there. I'm going to ask you my.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to ask you my final signature question. I ask all my guests this.
Yes.
This is my new question.
Absolutely.
You've obviously done many interviews. You've also been at Comic Cons and horror conventions, and people have asked you a million questions. What is the one question that you thought somebody would have asked you or wanted somebody to ask you, and nobody ever has?
Wow, that's an excellent question. maybe what's my favorite movie that I've made, that I've been in or produced? Maybe that's it.
Okay, well,
I don't know. No one ever asks me really like what my favorite movie is that I've worked on.
Well, then for the first time, I'm going to be asking you this. Lisa Rose, what is your favorite movie you've ever worked on?
My favorite movie? I think it was Satan's Playground. I have to say I had an incredible time with Ed Neal and Alan Sandweiss. We had just a ball. Like, we were shooting in the Pine Barrens, and it was a great story. Everything about it was incredible. So I would say Satan's Playground.
I'm gonna
have
to watch
it. You get a chance to see that flick. It's an interesting and bizarre little movie that I love.
It's funny because it just reminds me because it's called Satan's Playground, and I just recently saw a movie called The Devil's Carnival.
Oh, okay, there you go. So maybe similar to that. Did you like that one?
I did, but it was actually, I didn't know it was a musical. It had Bill Moseley in it.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, Bill Moseley in a musical.
Luckily, but I hope you like it, because I had a lot of fun making it.